Welcome to Let's Talk Friends, the podcast where two newbies and two superfans come together to explore one of the most iconic TV shows of all time, Friends. We are your hosts, Daisy and Martin.
Hey, guys.
Neither of us have ever seen an episode of Friends until now. Today, our Friends expert will be with us every step of the way, providing insight and their seasoned opinion on this episode. Welcome to today's episode, Junior.
Hi, I'm back again. Nuda. See, I was thinking at work, I'm like, I should have like an intro song. You know, like, for me, it'd be like number one spot when he's like, meaner every time, baby. You know, so like, I think we should get the copyrights to that song and let it play while.
Why don't you research and see how much it costs to get the copyright? I don't know,
write a letter to Ludacris.
Ludacris was worth more now than he did when he first made that song.
Well, you could send him a message on wherever he's at and see what he says.
I'm going to Facebook him.
Okay.
You'll totally reach him.
Because I'm sure nobody else ever sends him a message.
And he probably sits at home just on Facebook, so you know.
Yep. All day.
Wait for our message.
All right. Today's episode is season 1, episode 11, called The One with Mrs. Bing. It aired on January 5th, 1995. And I don't know if you had a chance to listen to our last episode where I was saying, you know, how at the end I always say the next episode that we're going to be recapping. The first thing that came to my mind, did he get married? Like, that's the first thing that came to my mind. And I'm like, I hope he didn't get married, especially to Janice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I really, really, really hope he did not get married.
Because now I'm just like, damn, like, I know what happened. So it would have been crazy. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, I mean, because you don't look at, I don't think you go and look at
the title
ahead of time.
Right.
And that's what I was doing, just so that I could write, you know, the title for the next one that we were going to be doing. Obviously I have to look at the title of it. So when I first seen it, I'm like, oh, I hope he did not get married. But
I'm glad we were off.
But then, you know, then I read the synopsis and now I found out it's not.
What is the synopsis say?
Okay. So it says Chandler's flamboyant mother comes to New York for a visit. Phoebe and Monica cause a traffic accident. So that's our synopsis. In the pre-intro scene, Monica and Phoebe are walking to the newsstand. Phoebe is wondering if they have yesterday's daily news because she wants to see if her horoscope was right.
But that's what you would do back then, no? Since like there wasn't like internet.
I don't know. It was just funny. To see if her horoscope was right. I don't know.
To see if her day yesterday was
a match. What it said.
Yeah, like what it was supposed to be.
I mean, I guess that's...
It kind of makes sense, but the way that she said it was funny.
Yeah.
But I mean, wouldn't you have done that? No, you would read it before to see like, oh, Monday my horoscope says that.
We would read it the same day, no?
Yeah, the same day. I don't know.
Along with like the comics and Love Is and stuff.
Oh, the Love Is the characters, right?
Yeah, those little naked people.
Naked people.
Yeah, they're like little naked
comics. Cartoons?
Yeah.
I remember, like, with big-ass heads.
Yeah.
Newspapers, man, that's crazy.
I miss those things.
They
still have them, you know?
Yeah, but, like, they're just collecting dust now.
I'm sure there's people that still...
That's how hoarders start.
They still... Yeah. Okay. Monica notices a good-looking guy and tells Phoebe not to look yet. There's a guy who has the potential to break our hearts and plunge us into a pit of depression.
It's crazy how like you could see that type of person, because like, you know, everybody's been there, where it's like, you know, that like it could lead like a heartbreak.
Yeah.
So it's crazy how she puts it like that. Like, she acknowledges the fact that like, damn, we'd probably like fall in love with him and then like things won't work out. And like that, like he'd be the reason why I'd be depressed in 6 months.
Phoebe turns to look at and says, oh, come to mama.
That's funny.
He walks towards them and says, nice hat. Phoebe encourages Monica to whistle. After going back and forth, Monica finally shouts,
Woo! Yeah, like not even a fucking whistle.
It was like
what the fuck noise was that? Like, but see, like when I saw that, I was like, what? That's not a fucking whistle. And then I'm just like, damn, dude. Like obviously, I have you guys, like three older sisters, right? So like if anybody were to whistle, like a real whistle, or like look at you guys, like it would, you know, like we wouldn't like that. But it's crazy how now this is the different role, mm-hmm. where you see the girl's perspective,
girl that
mm-hmm. they're looking at him and they're like if he's a piece of meat, and now they're the ones supposedly whistling at him, you know. But her whistle is just, it's funny, and it's funny seeing it, because I'm like, it made me wonder, I'm like, do girls like in public, like when they see like an attractive person, like do they sit there and actually talk and like, oh man, like, you know, that guy would, you know, destroy my life, but I would love to be with him, you know?
It was funny, though, because the guy said nice hat, but they're both wearing
hats.
Yeah,
and they both went, like, like patted their hat, like, oh, thanks.
They didn't even question, like, who right. was he who, talking yeah. to?
And their hats were ugly anyway, so.
They're too love-struck to pay attention to.
Yeah. He turns around in the middle of the street, doesn't see the truck, and he gets hit.
But it was an ambulance, and they had the sirens on and the lights on. So how did you not hear that? Like, we hear a freaking ambulance coming from down the, you know, mile away.
Maybe because Monica's woo-woo kind of like the same.
Which one's which?
Right. The two ambulances are coming.
For real.
Phoebe says to Monica, I can't believe you did that. And I was like...
She left it high and dry.
You're the one who kept telling her to whistle. And now you're saying, I can't believe you did that.
She didn't want to be involved in, like, damn, we just hurt somebody.
Right.
Yeah. And then the episode starts. Monica and Phoebe are at the hospital. The guy's in a coma and they are visiting him. Monica is wondering why she said woo, woo, woo.
Since they're not related to him and they don't really know his name, how would they even be allowed to be in the visiting room with him?
You know, I thought about that too. That was,
I'm like, damn, yeah, these creeps, weird. Dude. Like, not only do they whistle at guys and then, like, they want them to come to him, but now they're, like, going into, like, patient rooms.
Phoebe wishes there was something they could do. She bends down and starts yelling at the guy. Monica asks her what she was doing, and Phoebe just says, maybe no one has ever tried that. Monica wonders what his name is and says maybe he's a lawyer because he looks smart. Phoebe says he has dents in his knuckles and he must be artistic. Monica then says he's a lawyer who teaches sculpting on the side and he can dance. Phoebe then says he's the kind of guy who, when you're talking, he's listening and not just saying, yeah, I understand, and just wondering what you look naked. And Monica says she wishes all guys were like
him. So they're just like describing their perfect guy to the stranger.
Who they
like what they would want, you what know, they would hoping want and
that
hoping
he is. Yeah.
What if he worked at like Best Buy and, you know?
Probably, yeah, or at the newsstand. He was getting off of work right there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Next, we are at Monica and Rachel's apartment. Everyone is there. They're asking Monica and Phoebe if there is no conscious men in the city for them. They say they just feel responsible.
They are responsible.
Yeah, but I mean, he should have been paying attention.
No.
I mean, it's kind of like his fault. Like, who?
Yeah, let's blame him.
Who? He should have paid attention. Who's going to stop in the middle of the street? Like you said earlier, didn't he hear the freaking ambulance?
I mean, yeah, that is true. That is true.
Why did he start crossing the street to begin with? If you hear an ambulance, you were going to wait before you start crossing the street. He started crossing the street. Obviously, this ambulance
was coming. But you didn't hear it. You didn't hear it. So what if, I don't know, if it wasn't for Phoebe getting her stupid horoscope read, none of this would have happened.
I feel like he still would have been hit or like close to
being hit. No, he would have crossed the street. He wouldn't have.
I don't know.
But why would you stop in the middle of the street?
Because woo-woo was like 2 seconds.
Everyone sits down about to watch Jay Leno on TV. Chandler's mom is introduced. She's going to talk about her new book she wrote. Chandler does not want to sit and watch her and suggests watching something else. Rachel tells him that she loves her books and she cannot get on a plane without one, and says, this is so cool. Chandler says she wouldn't think that if she's 11 years old and all her friends were passing around page 79 of Mistress...
Bitch. It's okay, you can say it.
And so, dude, when that, like, when I watched it, I was like, damn, dude. I'm like, that's messed up, dude. Like, it's like, so I'm assuming that's like a Playboy magazine or something.
What?
The books?
Yeah.
No, they're like romance novels.
Wait, the one that she Mistress.
Yeah,
Mistress.
It's a book that she wrote, but it's probably very graphic. Adult-ish. Yeah, adult-ish.
But wait, so it's a fictional book. But like, he's so specific on page 79.
Because that's probably what happened, that one of his friends probably got a hold of one of her books and they read it, and what, probably 79.
But even famous people, like, they'll be put on, like, you know how like Sports Illustrated or like Vogue or whatever magazines. What if like they had her like pose for like a thing? That's how I assume, right? Because we don't know what really that Mistress of Bitch
she writes is. Well, she writes books, so that's, I'm guessing it's a book she wrote when he was younger.
And page 79 probably had like graphic words in there.
Yeah, because you know when you're reading books, there's some books that are really specific to certain stuff, and maybe page 79 was one of them. Mm-hmm. And the friends got a hold of it, and they were just showing it around to everybody, and he was embarrassed by it.
I assumed that it was a magazine or something, like a spread that she had.
She's a writer. She writes books, so it's.
But
it's
okay, a so book, she's a writer. So why is she on Jay Leno?
She's talking about her book.
So like, if really there's famous. That's why I thought, I'm like, if there's a magazine that did an interview, but also like made her, like, you know, like did a spread on her, that would have happened. You
like
know,
the not center cover.
Like, huh?
The centerfold when you like,
yeah, something like that, you know, because like obviously magazines and like stuff like that was more popular back then than there is now. Mm-hmm. You know, so like that's why I thought, because I'm like, damn, that must have hurt even more if it's just a fucking book with like no pictures of his mom.
There's no pictures, then, like, it's just
but writing. Again, like, we're assuming either one. It could have been a book, it could have been,
you know, I think it's a book. It's safe to no, assume it's not that safe. It's a plus, book, like, because she's a writer.
Like, even seeing the word like sex, like, oh my god, you know, like,
yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Ross thinks she's a blast, and Chandler replies that that's because she's not his mom. Someone is at the door, and it's Paolo. Ross is not happy and asks, when did Rigatoni get back from Rome? Monica tells him last night, and he says, so then his plane didn't explode in a big ball of fire? And then it was just a dream he had. Back to Jay Leno on TV, he asks Nora about being arrested in London. And after her explanation, Chandler says that was too much information. After that, she reveals that she will be in New York for her book tour and will be able to see her son, who she loves. Chandler was not aware of her visiting and says, this is the way I find out. Most moms use the phone. Jay Leno tells her he does not see her as a mom, and she says she's a fabulous mom. She bought her son his first condoms. Chandler's embarrassed.
I guess that's being a good mom. My mom was a bad mom then. I had to go buy my damn self.
At the hospital, we see a montage of Monica and Phoebe visiting the coma guy. Monica is reading the newspaper. Then we see them dragging this big plant into his room. Monica's knitting a sweater. Phoebe sings to him and then shaves him. They then, you know, after the montage thing, they start talking, and they're still trying to figure out what his name is. Phoebe suggests Glenn, and Monica doesn't think it's special enough. Then Phoebe says, oh, how about
Agamemnon?
There you go. You got
Thank you. Monica thinks that's way too special.
By the way, I like the song on this montage by Mary Wells. My guy.
I didn't even pay attention.
There's a song that plays during this whole...
I kind of botched this one up, but I know today was Thursday and I forgot that I had to come. So I you know, again, listened to it at work and then watched it at home. So I feel like it was like not marinated in my head like for that long, you know. But I didn't catch that. I don't even know that song though.
Yeah, I'm sure if you hear it, you'll probably.
It's from 1964.
We are at the restaurant. Chandler and Mrs. Bing are looking at the menu. Monica, Phoebe, and Joey are there too. Ross comes in and says hi to Mrs. Bing and tells her that only her would have picked this place.
It's a Mexican joint, right?
Yeah. But he said only
her
would have picked this dive.
Oh, right. A dive is like a janky restaurant. Or
something. Yeah. So he said only you would have picked this dive. So when I heard that, I'm like, so he's saying that this Mexican restaurant is
trashy?
Just like.
Yeah. Not up to their standards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I felt a little hurt because I'm like, it's a Mexican restaurant. What's wrong with it?
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Mexican.
Yeah.
All right. So she asks, who's doing shots? They all say they are in. She asks Ross. He says he's not the shot drinking guy. And so then Rachel walks in with Paolo and apologizes for being late. She says she lost track of time.
See, this is okay. So this is where it starts, right? We established that we're not fans of Paolo, right?
At first I was. It didn't bother me as much at the beginning. But as the episodes, yeah, it was annoying me the same that it was annoying Ross.
I guess like him being like, he's all provocative and stuff like that, right? Like that's just his nature.
So after he sees them, Ross changes his mind and says a man can change and takes a shot. Some time passes and we see that he has taken many shots and is drunk now. Rachel is feeding Paolo. And he licks her hand.
Yeah.
That grossed me out a little bit.
Not in a restaurant like that. Like, I mean, dude, I don't know. Like,
even if it was like, if that was me, like, I don't find it sexy feeding me. And I don't think me, like, eating your hand, you know, your hand is, I.
Rachel tells Mrs. Bing that all she wanted to do after reading Euphoria was become a writer. Mrs. Bing encourages her to be a writer. We cut to the bathroom area where Ross comes out from the bathroom and that says chicas, which in Spanish it means girls. And at first he doesn't realize it. Then a lady walks up.
And then he looks and then he's like, what the f-? You know, so like, but like I don't know where I was at. That I accidentally opened the, like I walked in, like I opened the door and I saw that there was just nothing but stalls. And then like, you know, thank God like there was nobody like, you know, out there, you know. So like as soon as I saw that there was just like a row of stalls, I closed the door and I instantly, I'm like, oh fuck, like that's not my bathroom, you know. So like I knew, but he went in and came out.
He used
so
the
like
bathroom.
Dude, in our bathrooms there's more urinals than there are stalls.
Yeah.
You know, so like how, like I guess maybe this is his first time in public, you know, going to the bathroom. But how, like I was like, but it was a funny scene, you know, like how he realized it. But it's just like, damn dude, you were just in there. There's nothing but stalls in there. I doubt there's a girl's bathroom that has a urinal.
Well, it is New York. You know, at the Niagara Falls they had the unisex bathroom.
Oh yeah,
it's all stalls.
But
they're like long as hell, so you can't see like what's next to you. But it's kind of weird. You mean next to like a lady or a guy being next to a lady.
But I mean, it took how long for stuff like that to happen? Well, yeah, not in 95.
That's
so crazy. I wonder, like when the lady was in the stall and Ross was in the stall, like I don't know, like I guess they didn't know about each other. But
yeah, like damn, that lady pees is so long. You know, like why does it sound so freaking clear?
Mrs. Bing is outside the bathroom, checking her messages. She asks him if he's okay. At first, he denies anything being wrong, but then she asks, it's the hand liquor, isn't it? Oh. He replies, it's the one he's licking. She tells him she's supposed to be with him, and he says, you're good. Mrs. Bing tries to make him feel better by telling him that Paolo will not sell because he's a secondary character. She tells him that Ross would be the hero. She proceeds to kiss him as Joey walks to the bathroom. Joey sees them kissing, turns around, and says, "I'll just pee on the street."
But he already saw it, you know? He could have just easily still gone into the bathroom. Yeah, it's not like they're going to follow him.
Run inside the bathroom.
But see, like, when you kiss, your eyes are closed, right? So how is it? So Ross sees him, right? And he stops and he's looking down. How did he know that Joey walked in? Like, that caused him to stop it. So, like, he had to have his eyes open. You know, but like even Joey, he like looks back and he sees that and he just stops, right? Like, because it's a shock. Your friend kissing your other friend's mom, you know. So like, and he says, "I'm gonna just go pee outside." Like, dude, you could just continue going to the bathroom. You don't have to go pee outside. Yeah. Like, you can't unsee that. You can't unsee that. It's not like anything's gonna change.
Yeah.
Well, Joey just probably when he passed them, he probably noticed somebody kissing or being together. Mm-hmm. He didn't realize who it was, and then maybe he just like decided to turn, and then that's when he realized that it was Ross and the mom.
I thought he was gonna go tell Chandler right away, like when he went back. Like,
yeah.
At the apartment, Ross goes to Joey and Chandler's apartment and asks if Chandler is home. Joey says yes, so he pulls him outside. Ross asks if he told Chandler. Joey shakes his head. No. Ross is relieved. He tells him it's no big deal because it was just a kiss. Joey tells him he broke a code. Ross wants to know what code. Joey tells him that you don't kiss your friend's mom. A sister or a hot aunt, yes, but a mom, never. Chandler opens the door to get the paper and sees both Joey and Ross. He's wondering what they're doing out there. They make up a story about them going to play racquetball. He goes back in.
Then he tells them that you guys are spending way too much time with each other.
Yes.
But see, like, the cover up, right, is that they're going to go play racquetball or whatever. But then, like, whatever Ross says something, it's that Joey kind of, like, unwinds it on him, mm-hmm. you know? Like, trying to get him to, like, keep going. And, like, he keeps fucking him over. Then I noticed that this third time that I watched it when I got home. I was like, damn, dude, what a dick. Like, he's just, like, instead of helping him, he's just, like, throwing more curveballs. Like, well, you don't have a racket with you. Oh, because you were supposed to bring me one. Well, you didn't call him, give me a size. You know? So, like, It was just, like, damn, instead of helping him, he kind of just messing with him. Which is cool, you know? Because, like, he deserved it.
Well, yeah. And then what I was thinking was, Ross is in like a suit.
Yeah.
So you're gonna go
no gym bag, no nothing.
No. Right. I mean, I could see him if Joey was supposed to bring him, you know, the what is it, the rackets?
Yeah.
I don't even know what racquetball is.
I think it's like tennis.
It's like
Is it tennis?
No, it's not tennis. It's like tennis.
Like, even for that to be believable, if he wanted Chandler to believe that that's what he was doing, he's not dressed just for the occasion. Yeah, like, you're dressed up.
Right, just the part.
Okay. Joey and Ross continue with their conversation. Ross tells him that it's not a regular mom.
His mom is sexy.
She's sexy. Joey interrupts him and asks if he does not think his mom is sexy. Ross replies, not in the same way.
Let me tell you, Gloria Trevisani was one handsome woman in her time. Handsome woman? What the fuck is that? Yeah, that's fine. Joey, stupid as fuck.
Joey continues and says his mom was a handsome woman in her day, and it's not easy giving birth to 7 children. Ross says, okay, I think we are getting into a weird area here. Hmm. Then Rachel and Paolo come out. Apparently, he spent the night. They kiss goodbye, and Ross is upset. And he says, just wait for me to do that or something like that? Mm. Joey and Ross go into the girls' apartment, and Joey tells him he needs to tell Chandler about the kiss. Otherwise, his mother might.
That is true.
Yeah.
And I did think, I'm like, you know, he probably wouldn't find out. Like, he doesn't have to tell him. Like, it's not like he, you know, went slept with her or something.
Right.
But then I'm like, damn, when he said, when Joey says that, like, I'm like, damn, that is true. What if, like, the mom came clean or whatever, and then, like, you know, it would be worse, on Ross.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. His mom doesn't look like the one to kiss and tell.
Yeah.
Especially her son.
Yeah.
Probably could have gotten away with it.
Or maybe she would have just written a book about it.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Yeah. It would be about her son's friend.
Yeah. At a Mexican restaurant.
At a Mexican restaurant. At the hospital, Phoebe is already there stroking coma guy's hair when Monica walks in with balloons. Monica is surprised to see her there. Seems like they both visit him on their own. Because, you know, at the beginning, they were both
together.
going together. And now, like, one of them goes without the other one.
They're psycho.
Yeah.
We cut to Chandler in Joey's apartment. Ross is telling him about the kiss with his mom. But at first, he lies and says that Paolo was the one to kiss her.
Chandler gets over. He's like, wait, so Paolo kissed my mom? But he's like, he's so like out of it, like confused. Like,
yeah.
And he's like, did you not see how many, like how much he drank?
Yes. Joey is making a sandwich in the background and is clearly upset that Ross is lying. Ross eventually confesses that it was him. He's upset because he also finds out that Joey was aware and didn't tell him
earlier. He ratted on him. That was fucked, dude.
Yeah.
Like, he ratted on him. He's like, to make things worse, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, obviously it wasn't on purpose, but like it was.
But it's also not Joey's place.
But also, like, it's something like if something that you should know and somebody else knew, like, you would also feel some type of way.
But it's not Joey's place. Like, I think Joey was waiting for Ross to come clean.
Well,
like,
no, yeah,
Ross should be the one.
Definitely.
The one.
But, like, how Chandler says, he's like, we spent all day together. You couldn't see something? You know, like.
And, well, they live together, so of course they're going to spend time together. But I think it's Ross's. He's the one that needs to be the one that comes clean.
So you hear that, Martin? If you ever have anything, you shouldn't tell Daisy until that person tells her.
Yeah, it should be that way.
But I feel like, but I can understand.
And Joey was the one who was in, like, he was telling him, like, you have to tell.
But Chandler doesn't know that. So, like, I understand why Chandler got upset. But, like, obviously, like, it's not Joey's place to be, like, telling on anybody. Because it's not him that did it.
Because then he would, if Joey told him first, Chandler would be
really pissed.
Really pissed. And then he would go up to Ross and like, hey, what? Why didn't you tell me or something?
Well, yeah.
But that's why I think Joey did the right thing, because not like he didn't encourage him to say anything. He said, you have to tell him. You have to tell him. It's not like he was just like, yeah, okay.
Joey didn't do anything wrong.
No, he didn't.
No.
He's an innocent bystander. Just got grazed.
Yeah, that he's seen stuff that he shouldn't have seen.
Yeah. Wrong place, wrong time.
Chandler tells Ross that out of all of his friends, Ross is the one that knows all the crap he has gone through with his mom. He leaves and slams the door. Joey walks out too and slams the door because he's also upset.
He told him that.
That he told him that he knew.
Yeah.
See, and when Chandler said that, like, you out of all my friends, that, like, you know what I've gone through. The way that he said it, it seemed so sincere. Yeah. Like, and he looked hurt.
Like, he was hurt.
Yeah. I was like, damn, dude. Like, obviously, this is not real. But, like,
yeah, but he's selling
the way
it.
That
he's
selling it. Yeah, the way that he said it, I saw that and I was just like, holy fuck. Like, because then it makes you feel like they are real best friends. And, like, they have known each other
for a long time.
And then, so, like, and it's like, damn, dude. Like, holy shit. Like, the way that he said it was just it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it convinced me. Like, I was like, damn, dude. Like, I'm watching real people, like, fighting, you know?
All right. At Central Perk, Rachel is trying to write a book. A Woman Undone by Rachel Karen Green.
I didn't even know she had a middle name.
I know. This is the first time we hear her, that she has a middle name, Karen. Monica reads what she has written so far and notices she misspelled a word. Phoebe walks up to them and says, hello. She asks Monica if she's going to the hospital tonight. And Monica says no. Monica then asks her the same question, and Phoebe says no. Phoebe asks again if she's going, and Monica replies, you asked me that already.
Maybe it was a trick question.
Phoebe's like, maybe it was a trick question. Phoebe is now ready to play her song, and Rachel gets up to introduce her. And, you know, in the meantime, Joey is still trying to convince Ross that his mom was a knockout at her wedding.
Oh, yeah, he's like, here, look at my mom, the wedding picture. Just imagine her without being pregnant.
Without being pregnant. He's showing Ross a picture and tells him, just try to picture her not pregnant. Phoebe sings her song about the guy she just met, then notices Monica is sneaking out, and she stops singing and runs after her. Chandler walks in. He's still mad at Ross. Ross tries to convince him to talk to his mom about how he feels. Chandler says no because he feels he can't talk to her. And I know a lot of things happen there, but it's impossible for me to go.
It's funny because when he does walk in, he asks, and then Ross answers.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, I was talking to Joey, not you, mother kisser. Oh, yeah. Mother kisser. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
And then Joey's just dying of laughter.
Yeah, he was laughing in the background. Yeah, that was a funny scene. I'm going to use that. That was a funny scene. At the hospital, Monica and Phoebe burst into the hospital room, but the coma guy is not there. He has woken up from his coma and comes out of the bathroom. They are happy to see him and tell him everything each of them did for him. He says, well, thanks, and says, I guess I'll see you around. They are upset that he didn't seem more grateful, and Monica states that this is so typical. You give, and get nothing back. And they leave the hospital room.
When they became in the hospital, and like how addicted or like how obsessed they became, like, you know, with this guy and like all this stuff, it became really annoying. So like, even the scene like where like they're like, you know, no, I'll call you later or anything like that, and the dude's like, okay, I'll call you guys later, like, no, I don't think you mean it. It's funny, you know, because I think Phoebe said it, like, I don't that's not sincere. It's funny, but like, it was so fucking annoying. Like, I could have lived without it. And then like when it ended, I was like, okay, cool, like, thank god, like, finally. But also like, this episode was like awesome because now it's Phoebe, you know, it's an episode about Phoebe. It's an episode about Chandler, finally. They're not just, like, you know, background noise or, like, you know, smart things. But the whole, the whole hospital thing was annoying. I don't like it.
I don't know. I feel like Coma Guy should have been a lot nicer, though. Like, well,
that's what it is. I mean, they did all this for him. Because,
but I mean, it's their fault, too, so.
Because they felt guilty, yes.
No, because they wanted to conquer him. They were hoping that this dude would wake up and like fall in love with one of them.
Maybe, but then I think at the end they just wanted him to appreciate what they did for him.
Well, yeah, after more. When he said, okay, well, I guess I'll see you guys later, that's when they like, no, like, you don't want to say thank you or whatever. But he had said thank you, or he had said like, he did say like thanks or something.
Well, he said, well, thanks. Oh, so yeah. It was like kind of like,
well, thank you.
At the guy's apartment, Chandler is talking to his mom. She stopped by to drop off some copies of her book for his friends, and she's saying goodbye to him. He finally confronts her about her kiss with Ross. She promises that it will never happen again. At the same time, Joey is outside the door listening to their conversation. Ross sees him and wants to know what else is going on. He goes back to listen and notices that they are about to come out from the apartment, and Joey runs off down the hall. Ross tries to go into the girl's apartment, but it's locked. Mrs. Bing finally leaves. Chandler forgives Ross and tells him he finally talked to her and feels pretty good. Ross tells him that maybe it wasn't such a bad idea to kiss his mom, and starts to wag his finger at Chandler and puts it down. But we don't have to go down that road.
When he did that finger thing, it's because in the coffee house he had done it, and then he had grabbed him by the finger and brought him down to his knee. So when like everybody else, they're like, oh, we're practicing a Greek play. And then so when they're in the hallway after the Mrs. Bing and Ross say bye, like, just regular, and then Ross is still standing by the girl's door, and then Chandler's like, hey, and then Ross is like, do you mean that? Yeah. Do you really mean that? Dude, like, it's like, I love you, and then like, oh, did you, like, dude, that was so stupid. I fucking loved it. Oh, oh man, that was awesome. I was happy with that one.
Yeah, that Joey ran out really quick.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. When he said run, he meant run.
No. In the credits scene at the girl's apartment, Rachel is handing out her first chapter of the book she's writing. There are multiple mistakes with the spelling, and she confesses that she's not a great typist. She's upset they're making fun of her and wants her copies back.
Yeah, she seemed not to be like a good speller.
It's not, no, she's not a good typist. I guess, yeah. Like, she's typing it, like, and she's wrote, missing.
Harry, so, like, a lot of typos.
Harry Beast. And a throbbing pen.
Yeah.
And Ross was like, yeah, you really want to write with a throbbing pen. It's like, what
the... I like that episode.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was cool.
Funny. I like that, like, it was a lot to do with Chandler.
Well, yeah, it was mainly about Chandler. Like Chandler, yeah. It was mainly about Chandler and the Phoebe and Monica thing. It was kind of like a second story.
Yeah.
Just to have something else. But it was
about, but it was short. Chandler. I feel like it was short.
It was too. Short little clips of them. Yeah. And it was, the main thing was about Chandler and the friendship that he has with Ross. Ross,
yeah.
So I really like it because now we know a little bit more about Chandler's life.
Yeah, like, at least from one of his parents.
One of his parents.
Later on, like, it's the dad side, you know, like, so, like, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I thought it was pretty good. I really did like it. So, of course, we have some trivia questions, like always. And like always, we already kind of went over some of the questions. Like, I'm sure you'll know all these answers.
Hopefully, because if not, then I'd be a bad expert.
I know I didn't say anything because Daisy didn't hit me under the table this time.
No, and then, like, I do catch it because I'm like, there's, like, I'm like, damn, she's missing a biggest part right here.
Oh,
like, so, like, that's why I'm just like, damn, like, and then, so after I'll, like, bring it up, I'm like, man, maybe that was one of the things that's probably gonna come up later.
Yes, the subject real probably quick. I'm sure that's probably what it is. Okay, so our first question: what does the cute guy get hit by?
An ambulance.
So, since it's just ambulance. It's just me versus you, I guess.
Okay.
We need a buzzer.
Let's see if you get this one. I really doubt that either one of you will get it.
Also, now you're calling me stupid.
Okay, two. What is the name of Mrs. Bing's latest book? And I think we...
Le Petit Morte.
I still have Mistress Bitch in my mind.
No, it's not that one.
The Late Night Stroll?
No. You give up?
Yeah.
Euphoria Unbound.
Oh, my God. And I was going to say that, too, but I was like, no, that's not it.
No, I wouldn't have guessed that.
I had it in my mind.
Okay, you should have said it.
Well, I was like, that's not it.
Okay. Three. What show are the friends watching that has Mrs. Bean as a guest? It is Jay Leno, but what's the name of the show?
The Late Night Show?
The Late Show.
Nope. You're close, though.
It's the Late Night Show with Jay Leno?
Huh?
The Tonight Show?
Yes, it's The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Bam.
Jimmy Fallon has that. Isn't it? No?
I don't know.
I don't know. Four. What movie would Chandler rather watch than seeing his mom on TV?
My favorite movie, Weekend at Bernie's.
Is it that?
Yeah.
I was going to say something, but because it comes out in a later episode, A Weekend at Bernie's.
That's the one that
That's my favorite movie. I actually was going to bring it up, but I was like, wait, what if it's one of the trivia? Well,
so what is that movie? Because it's a real movie then.
Yeah, it's about a dead guy that they pretend that he's dead. Well, no. that he is dead, but they pretend that he's alive. You know, they like
so they're moving walk around with him. His body.
Up. Yeah.
Like is it funny?
Yeah, it's really funny. And they made a part two, too. And I watched that one. Like, when I was a kid, I watched it all the time.
You see this movie, too, Daisy?
I've watched the first one. I don't know that there was a second
one. Damn. I want to. I thought it was like a make-believe movie.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, well, check it out. Everybody, well, check it out.
After this,
I'm sure everybody has seen it. Except for Junior. Five.
I'm not the only one.
What is Chandler's mom's first name?
Nora.
Mrs. No, it is Nora.
Damn. Good.
Damn, did I not pay attention in this episode or what?
You watched it three times.
Not. I'm telling you, it didn't marinate.
Six. After being intimate with someone, she would always get cravings for what?
Kung Pao chicken.
Yes.
Way to go, Junior.
I think I keep saying compound.
Yeah, like a compound.
Yeah, yeah. But you understand what the fuck I'm saying.
Kung Pao.
Kung Pao.
There you go.
Okay, seven. What is Joey's mom's first name?
Gloria. Oh, that was a tie.
And eight. What is the title of Rachel's potential book inspired by Mrs. Bing?
You just said it.
Yeah, she did. Damn, I wish I had my notes to open too.
Untwined? A lady.
An unnamed lady or something? I don't know.
A woman undone.
Oh, undone. I knew it was un something.
Nine. When Monica is reading the newspaper to the coma guy, what is the high temperature for the day?
Oh, God. That's wow, real that's... specific. Like, some sports teams played.
Yes, that's why I thought maybe you would pay attention.
Some politician was doing something. High 80s? No, oh, it's cold.
It was cold. It was New York cold.
Yeah, so 14?
64 degrees.
21.
45 degrees.
Damn.
Okay. Mm-mm. 10. What was the number of Mrs. Bing's hotel room?
23.
237. 422?
No.
Are you guys just randomly 227?
No, it was 234.
No.
222.
It was 226.
Damn it. I knew it was 227.
I know it was in the 200s. She was on the second floor. I knew it.
Mm.
226.
Dude, it seems like we didn't even watch this fucking
movie. I know. And
sorry, guys.
We're just here for attendance.
12. Yeah. Ross gets drunk drinking what?
Tequila.
Tequila what?
Shots.
No, I'm just playing. Cuervo. It was just a joke.
It looked like the bottle of Jose Cuervo.
I didn't even pay attention to the bottle. I'm not a fan of tequila.
Mm-mm. I am.
Hey, we are. No.
I like tequila.
You'll catch me in your bathroom like upside down or something.
This one you probably won't know. This is our last question. So pay attention. What does Chandler call Ross after he kissed his mom?
I'll let you get this one.
Dude, that's fucking awesome. I love that. Like,
that was funny. It is a funny episode.
Yeah,
it really is.
So like right now, this one was a good one that I liked. The next one, you know, it's all right. You know, like, and the, you know, so like, but we're getting closer to where I feel that the episodes are just going to get better and better and better.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's cool.
I mean, the last episodes that we've done, the last two, I really did like. I liked last week's episode a lot.
Which one was that one? Yeah. I'm still trying to catch up.
The one with the monkey.
The one with the monkey.
It was like New Year's. They made like a pack.
Yeah, that one. I think I liked that one a lot.
Yeah.
The one before that, the Thanksgiving one, that one was good too.
Ooh, yeah, it was.
Yeah. You see, like, so, like, there's more that like, coming in bunches now.
Yeah, and there is some episodes. Obviously, I've liked all of them so far.
Mm-hmm.
They're all pretty good, but yes, there is some that are
like
that I like better than others.
And maybe if we watch them like five or six times each, like maybe we'll get tired of them too.
No, I feel like it's just like your preference, right? So like, cause like for me, I'm always gonna choose any episode that Chandler's like the main, you know, like the main story is about him, you know, because and so like I'm already biased on other characters. What you just, like about you know? Him, yeah. So like, or like, like we won't, every time we get together, you always ask us like try to like see which episode is the one that we like the most, and we'll always mention like something different. So it's always changing. So like it depends. So like now, like, you know, say the next episode's more about, you know, Rachel, but you like that one because it's like it was just so good from her
funny.
Part.
Well, you know? And then it has a lot to do with how funny it is.
Yeah,
because some of them are funnier than others. I feel like, yeah, I mean, they're true. All funny. They all have their funny moments, but some of them are reach way peak, funnier yeah. than others. But anyway, this concludes our episode.
I don't want to go.
Episode 11 of Let's Talk Friends. Our next episode is season 1, episode 12, called The One with the 12 Lasagnas. Thank you for listening. Please remember to follow and rate our podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please send us an email at letstalkfriends24@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at let_talk_friends24. Thank you, Junior, for joining us.
Thank you for having me again.
Thank you.
I always love talking about friends.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Next time.